Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Knowing and loving the truth. But these men blaspheme in matters they do not understand. 2 Peter 2:12. Contrary to the popular notion, ignorance isn't bliss. Ignoring what you know to be true is dangerous. Ridiculing what you choose to ignore can be deadly. Peter speaks of the consequences for those who ignore the truth about God. And Thomas Manton examines some of the reasons men blaspheme in matters they do not understand. Walk with Thomas Manton, an English Puritan preacher and Bible commentator in the 1600s. I observe that truth is usually slandered out of ignorance. In the apostles' days, the doctrine of the cross was thought to be foolish by those who knew the least about it. Later, the Christian religion was condemned without having been heard. It is the devil's cunning to keep us at a distance from truth and burden it with prejudices, so that we may suspect rather than search and condemn out of ignorance what upon knowledge we can only love. When we speak out against things, we should speak out of informed knowledge, not rash zeal. It is a vain thing to begin with the emotions and to hate before we know. Rash prejudices engage men in opposition, and they will not admit the truth when presented to them. Having hated it without knowledge, they hate it against knowledge, and so are hardened against the ways of God. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 12.
2 Peter 2. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their depraved conduct and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with fabricated stories. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man, living among them day after day, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. This is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the flesh and despise authority. Bold and arrogant, they are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings, yet even angels, although they are stronger and more powerful, do not heap abuse on such beings when bringing judgment on them from the Lord. But these people blaspheme in matters they do not understand. They are like unreasoning animals, creatures of instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed, and like animals, they too will perish.
Ignoring the facts will never change the facts, but it will change the way the facts impact your life. When confronted with the Word of God, many have staked their lives on it. Others have ridiculed it. The former have found everlasting life. The latter stand condemned already, John 3:18. When confronted with God's truth, do you respond, "I don't know," "I don't understand," "I don't care," or "I don't dare say no"? That's a question you cannot ignore.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.